我们先一起为今天的信息来祷告。
Let's pray together for today's sermon.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise you and thank you.
我们感谢你拯救了我们。
We thank you for your salvation.
我们也感谢主你在耶稣基督里面赐给我们一切丰盛的产业。
We thank you for giving us all the blessings of Jesus Christ.
主啊，赐给我们信心的眼睛。
Lord, give us an eye of faith.
使我们看见主你赐给我们的产业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
So we can see how glorified the blessings that you gave us is.
赐给我们一颗勇敢的心。
Give us a brave heart.
使我们能够勇敢地跟随你。
So we can follow you bravely.
直到世界的末了。
Till the end of the world.
我们都不摇动。
And we will not be shaken.
必要得着主你为我们那预备的丰盛产业。
We'll get the blessings that you prepared for us.
祝福我们今天的信息。
Bless our message today.
使我们弟兄姐妹能够更加的彼此相爱。
So we can love each other more.
更加的彼此扶持。
So we can support each other more.
一同行走天路。
And we can walk the heavenly road together.
能够胜过一切的困难。
And we can overcome all the difficulties.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
我们的感谢和祷告都是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
Our praise and thanks is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，今天我们讲十架载路系列的第29讲，勇者之路。
Today is the 29th sermon of the series of the cross and the narrow road, and the topic for today is the road of the bravery.
十架载路系列快要结束了，这个是倒数第二讲。
The series is almost ending. This is the second to the last sermon.
今天我们来讲勇敢。
Today we're going to be talking about bravery.
在我们中国的文化里面，有没有对勇敢的教导呢？
In Chinese culture, is there any teaching regarding bravery?
也是有的。
There is.
孔子说，君子有三个方面的品格：仁者不忧，智者不惑，勇者不惧。
Confucius said there's a gentleman has three qualities: the kind are not worried, the wise are not confused, and the brave are not afraid.
孔子认为三者缺一不可，缺一则仁德不成。
And Confucius think all three of these characters are essential. If you are lacking one of those, you don't have a complete morality.
但是很可惜，在我们现代华人所看到的中国文化中，对于勇敢的教导和强调是非常少的。
But it's a pity that in the modern Chinese culture, we don't see as much teaching about bravery.
对于普通人而言，勇敢好像是一个非常不重要的品格。
For normal people, it looks like bravery is almost not as important.
好像只有对于武将而言，勇猛才是个美德。
As if it's only a virtue for someone in the military.
即便如此，人们想到勇的时候呢，总是很自然地想到有勇无谋，想到像张飞、李逵这样的人。
And even that, when people think about bravery, they usually think about those characters that's brave but also reckless, like 张飞 or 李逵。
所以勇敢不但是不那么重要，反而好像成了莽撞、容易犯错的代名词。
So not only bravery doesn't seem so important anymore, instead it seems to have become synonymous with error prone.
为什么是这样的呢？
Why is that?
这是历朝历代的帝王刻意引导的结果。
This is the result of the deliberate guidance of the emperors of all the ages.
因为帝王不需要有想法又勇敢的百姓。他们需要没有想法又怯懦的百姓。
Because the emperor does not want thoughtful and brave people. They want their people to be thoughtless and cowardice.
这样的百姓呢，容易顺服，也容易统治。
This kind of people is much easier to obey and rule over.
那面对外敌呢？
But what about when against the external enemies?
这样的百姓一样也容易被降服，被奴役。
Such people is also very easy to be enslaved.
这他们就不管了。
But they don't care about this so much.
所以我们先来看看圣经中对于勇敢的教导。
So let's now take a look at how the Bible teaches about bravery.
圣经对于勇敢的立场呢，则全然不同。
Bible take a completely different standing about the character of bravery.
从圣经的启示来看啊，勇敢是非常重要，甚至是必不可少的。
From the revelation of the Bible, bravery is so important that it is it's a must have.
圣经中有很多刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，不要忧虑等等。
There's a lot of teachings in the Bible regarding be strong, be strengthened, don't be afraid, don't be worried.
我没有统计过，但是根据一些文士所说，大概有300多节这样的经文。
I haven't counted myself, but according to some scribes, there are over 300 verses in the Bible that teaches you.
平均到每一天有一节。
On average, you got one verse a day.
每一天神都提醒你要刚强壮胆，不要惧怕。
On the daily basis, God is reminding you to be brave. Don't be worried. Don't be fear.
希伯来书的第10章35节说：“所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。”
In Hebrews 10, chapter verses 35, it says, "Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward."
这里有个希腊词 "parousia," 中文翻译成了勇敢的心，英文翻译成了信心。
There is a Greek word here, "parousia." In the Chinese translation, it is a heart of bravery, but the English translation is confidence.
其实此处中文的翻译是更加的确切。
But the Chinese translation is actually more accurate.
因为 "parousia" 有一个意思就是勇敢、勇气的意思。
Because one of the meaning of the word "parousia" is a state of boldness, courageous.
这个呢是神的正面的鼓励。
This is an encouragement from God.
同样呢，神还有反面的警告。
But God also warned you.
与勇敢相反的就是胆怯或者后退。
What's contrary to bravery is timid and back off.
希伯来书的10章38-39节，我给大家读一下。 只是义人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
Hebrews 10 chapter 30 verses 38 to 39. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrinks back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the preserving of the soul.
所以你看见了吗? 退后是入沉沦的。
So did you see? Those who shrinks back are backing to destruction.
也就是说勇敢是得救之人必不可少的品格。
That is saying bravery is an essential character for the people who is saved.
我再给大家读两节经文。
Another two verses.
箴言28章第1节, 恶人虽无人追赶也逃跑，义人却胆壮像狮子。
Proverbs 28 verses 1, the wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are bold as a lion.
启示录21章第8节, 唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的份 就在烧着硫磺的火湖里，这是第二次的死。
Revelation 21:8, but for the cowardly and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part will be in the lake with that burns with fire and brimstones, which is the second death.
所以你看见了吗? 勇敢是得救之人的标记。
So you see that? Bravery is a mark of the saved.
而胆怯是灭亡之人的第一标记。
And cowardice is the first mark of the one who will perish.
甚至是排在不信的前面。
It's even ranked before unbelieving.
因为胆怯就包含了对全能全善的上帝的不信任。
Because cowardice includes a distrust to the Almighty and good God.
哥林多前书第3章, 保罗谈到呢，每个人都有自己的工程，或者是金银宝石的工程，或者是草木禾秸的工程。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul talked about everybody has their own work. It's either made of gold, silver, or costly stones, or made of wood, hay, or straw.
这个工程呢，要经历火的试验，能够存留下来的要得赏赐，不能存留下来的要遭受亏损。
The work is going to be tested through the fire, and those who will remain will be rewarded, and those whose work will burn out will suffer a loss.
金银宝石为何珍贵，草木禾秸又为何低贱呢？
Why the gold, silver, and costly stone are precious, and why wood, hay, or straw are cheap?
因为金银宝石的质地啊，它不容易受外界环境的改变，所以经过火焰仍然是能够保存得住的。
Because the quality of the gold, silver, or costly stone is not easily impacted by external environments, so through the fire, they can still stay.
而草木禾秸很容易改变本质，经过火焰就烧成灰烬。
But the wood, hay, or straw is very easy to change its nature. After it's burned, it becomes ashes.
这个就是为什么我们在十架载路系列中必须要有一堂关于勇敢的讲道的原因。
This is why we have to have a sermon in the series of the Cross and Narrow Road.
因为没有勇敢，前面的20几堂的道理学得再好，别人稍微给你一点压力，你就妥协扭曲了，根本不能坚持。
Because without the bravery, what we learned from the prior 20-ish sermons cannot be sustained, and we're likely going to compromise even with just a little pressure from others.
既然勇敢如此的重要的话呢，那传道人除了牧养会众的心以外，还要刻意的培养会众勇敢的心，融化胆怯的心。
And because bravery is so important, so a preacher, other than caring for the congregation, he also need a deliberately cultivating a courageous heart and change the cowardice heart in the congregation.
我听说有的教会呢，至今还没有恢复实体敬拜，这个呢，就让我有点轻看。
I heard there are certain churches who still are not resuming to their in-person worship, and this makes me look a little bit down upon them.
如果在疫情刚开始的时候啊，如此小心呢，那个是算为是谨慎的。
If it's in the, just the beginning of the pandemic, and to be this careful, you can call it cautious.
但是呢，在联合国都快宣布疫情结束，满大街都已经放开了，教会还如此的如履薄冰的小心啊。这个是超出科学范围的过分小心。
But right now, the UN is declaring that the pandemic is almost over, and everybody is walking on the street so freely. When the church is still so careful, like walking on the thin ice, this cautious is beyond science.
你就算不能比世人更勇敢的话，起码也不要比世人更怯懦。
Even if you are not more brave than the worldly people, at least don't be more coward than the worldly people.
那样的教会呢，他在保护他的会众肉身的健康的同时，其实在培养他们的灵里的怯懦，增添他们的捆绑。
While it appears that those churches is considerate in protecting the physical health of their congregation, they are actually cultivating the weakness of their spiritually and is adding to their entanglement.
很多人呢，只看到呢肉身生病的危险，但却没有看到灵里怯懦的危险。
Many people see the risk of physical sick.But they don't see the risk of a spiritual cowardice.
胆怯和地狱那个是邻居的。
Cowardice and hell are neighbors.
如果再来一次瘟疫的话，有别的教会如果比我们先开放了，我们不要去批评人家鲁莽，像这一次疫情中一些教会所经历的批评一样。
If there is another pandemic and other churches open up earlier than us, let's not judge them recklessjust like how some of the churches are criticized in this pandemic.
因为那个正是世界对教会的批评。
Because that's the criticize from the world to the church.
世人可以永远不聚会，但基督徒不可以。
People from the world can never gather together, but it's not an option for Christian.
世人可以胆怯，基督徒不可以。
People in the world can be a cowardice, but it's not an option for Christian.
所以必然有一些时刻呢，基督徒是逆流而上，他们的勇敢是不会被世人所理解的。
So there will be times when churches will be the one that's walking against the mainstream trend, and their bravery is not going to be understood by the world.
第二点呢，我们来讲呢，义人必要凭信德而生。
The second point we're going to be talking about, the righteous will live by faith.
勇敢呢，它和信心呢是紧密相关联的。
Bravery is very much connected with faith.
圣经中反复出现的一句话呢，义人必凭信而生。
This verse is repeated many times in the Bible. The righteous man shall live by faith.
这不仅仅是说我们对一套教义的持守，更是在生活当中，我们凭着对神的信靠而生活。
This is not just talking about being adherent to a set of doctrines. This is more of actually living by faith to a God.
人在生活当中，凡事都是需要信心的。
When we live in the world, everything needs some faith.
比如说，结婚就需要信心。
Like marriage will need some faith.
你怎么知道跟这个人结婚会幸福呢
？How do you know you're going to end up in the happy marriage with this person?
你出门需要信心。
You need faith to get out of the door.
你怎么知道今天出门会安全无事呢
？How do you know you will be safe for this trip today?
你上餐馆点菜需要信心。
You need faith when ordering dishes in the restaurant.
你怎么知道今天这个菜吃了不会拉肚子呢
？How do you know this dish is not going to give you diarrhea?
这些事情每一件都是需要运用信心的。
Every single one of these activities need faith.
人在做这些事情的时候啊，只是自然而然的、无意识的在运用了信心，甚至没有意识到信心的重要性。
But when people are doing this, they are using the faith so naturally that they may just be using it in their subconscious. They don't even notice the importance of faith.
但是如果一个人缺乏信心的时候，他就是个胆怯的人，我们很容易看出他的问题来。
But when a person is lacking faith, He is a coward, and it's very easy to tell.
一个人如果对婚姻缺乏信心的话，他就没有办法享受婚姻的幸福。
If a person doesn't have faith in their marriage, then he cannot really enjoy the happiness in the marriage.
如果一个人对出门缺乏信心的话，他就会整天宅在家里面，失去外面世界的精彩。
If a person doesn't have faith in the safety of outdoor, he's going to stay in home all day.
如果一个人对餐馆的卫生缺乏信心的话，他就无法享受这个餐馆的美食。
And if a person doesn't have faith in the restaurant's hygiene,then he wouldn't be able to enjoy the dishes in the restaurant.
所以你看见了吗？每一样信心的缺乏，就失去了对应的祝福。
So do you see that? Whenever you are lacking faith in one thing, you are losing the blessing of that as well.
所以，而最最关键的一种信心，就是对神的信心的缺乏，那就错过了永生的祝福。
And of all of these, the most important type of faith is the faith to God. And if you don't have that faith, you lose the blessing of eternal life.
所以借着信心的勇敢和祝福是联系在一起的。
So through faith, bravery and blessings are connected.
缺乏勇敢的心呢，就承受不了祝福。
Those who doesn't have a brave heart will never be able to endure the blessing.
如果没有哥伦布对未知世界的这个勇敢的探索，就不会有今天的美国。
Without the courageous exploration of the unknown world from Columbus, there is not going to be today's America.
如果没有宣教士不惧艰险的传福音，许多人都会灭亡，而许多现今的文明世界还会处于蛮荒状态。
And without the fearless evangelical work of all the missionaries, much of today's civilized world will still be in a state of savagery.
基督徒在生活中一切事情上的勇气，不是出于盲目的自信，正是源于对爱我们的主的信号。
And all of the courageous that Christian has in their life is not out of blind confidence.It is coming from the faith to God.
第三点呢，我们来讲呢，胆怯呢是出于不信。
And the third point we're going to be talking about, timid is coming out of unbelieving.
人为什么会胆怯呢？
Why people are will be timid?
可能会有很多方面的原因。
There might be many reasons.
我们今天就主要讲两个。
We are going to talk about two of them today.
一个是不确定性，还有一个是死亡。
The first is uncertainty, and the second is death.
首先呢，人会因为不确定性而惧怕。
First, people will fear things out of uncertainty.
因为有很多事情是超出我们的掌控的，它会不会带来很坏的结果呢？
Because a lot of things is beyond our control. Are any of those things going to yield really bad outcomes?
那些未知性让我们担心受怕。
That uncertainty is what makes us worry all the time.
但你说那些当皇帝的，他掌控天下，他们就不惧怕吗？
ButThose emperors who rules a kingdom, would you say that they have nothing to fear?
恰恰相反，他们更惧怕，更没有平安。
It's on the contrary, they fear even more. They don't have peace as well.
因为他们掌控的越多，他们就发现总有一些东西是他们掌控不了的。
Because the more they control, the more they will realize that they don't really have control over.
他们就为那些掌控不了的事情而担忧。
And they started to worry about those who they don't have control over.
这个正是人类离弃神之后的可怜的光景。
This is the pitiful state of mankind after they abandoned God.
马太福音十八章第三节，主耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。”
Lord Jesus said this in Matthew 18:3.Truly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
小孩子呢，在家他依靠父母的供应和保护。
Children depends on the supply and protection from the parents in the home.
他们不需要担心吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
They don't worry about what to eat, what to drink, or what to wear.
但是离家出走的浪子就不同了，他需要操心、担忧自己一切的吃穿用度。
But those who left the home is different. They have to worry about what to eat, what to wear, and what to drink themselves.
罪人的光景呢，正是如此。
And this is exactly like what the sinful people are.
他不尊荣神，也不倚靠神。
Sinful people does not respect the God and also does not rely on the God.
他高举自己，倚靠自己。
They exalt themselves and they rely on themselves.
他假装自己可以掌控自己的一切，事实上不能。
They pretend they have everything under control, but they actually don't.
因此呢，忧虑和胆怯就从此而来了。
And that's where worry and timid come from.
所以你知道罪人为什么活得累了。
So now you know why the sinful people live an exhausting life.
因为他在假扮掌控万有的上帝，那当然累啊。
Because he's pretending to be like a god who can control everything. That is, of course, very exhausting for just the people.
马太福音十一章二十八到三十节，主耶稣如此说：凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Jesus said this in Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
所以神医治我们的方法就是让人回归人的本位。
So the way that God cures us is to have people back to where they are.
为什么谦卑就能够享受安息呢？
Why the humble can enjoy rest?
因为谦卑就是在神面前谦卑，承认自己不过是很有限的人，承认自己有很多掌控不了的事情。
Because humble is being admitting the humility in front of God and admitting that you are but a person, a limited person, admitting that you have a lot of things that you can't control over.
那你就不需要去承担超出自己能够承担的重担。
And after that, you don't have to bear all those burdens that's beyond what you can bear.
你做好你所能够掌控的，将你不能掌控的交托给神。
You only need to take care of the things that you can control over and leave the rest to God.
世俗的这些心理学鸡汤，他们也学了个形式，他们也会说一切都是最好的安排，或者说交托给神。
The worldly chicken soup teaching also learned about it, but they only learned from the form. They also say things like everything is the best arrangement, just leave it to God.
问题是你是谁？谁给你安排？神认识你吗？你还交托给神
？But the problem is, who are you? Who will make those arrangements for you? Do you even know God? Does God know you?
他们这是一笔糊涂账。
This is an unclear and confusing teaching.
他们不晓得基督徒说。交托给神的基础是基督徒是一群跟神有亲密关系的人，神是基督徒的神，基督徒是他的子民。
They don't know that when Christian says leave this to the God, the foundation of this is the close relationship between the Christian and the God. The God is the God of the Christian, and the Christians are his people.
他是我们的天父，我们信靠他是理所当然的。
He's our Father, and it's reasonable to believe or and rely on him.
因此福音的宝贵呢就显明出来了。
And this is where the preciousness of the gospel will show itself.
基督徒成为特别的一群人呢，不是因为自己，而是因为福音，是因为对耶稣基督的信靠。
The reason Christians are a special group is not because of themselves, but it's because of the gospel. It's because of their reliance, a dependence on Jesus Christ.
约翰福音的一章十二节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄。做神的儿女。
In John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name.
你愿意接受这样的福分，成为神的儿女吗？
Are you willing to receive such blessing and become his children?
在不确定性以外呢，另外有一件非常确定的事情令人胆怯，那个就是死亡。
Other than the uncertainty, there is another thing that's absolutely certain and is frightening, and that is death.
死亡是众人的结局，每个人都要面临死亡。
Death is the ending for everybody. Everybody has to face death.
每个人都要面临这个无法逃避的结局。
It's an inescapable ending for everyone.
对于世人而言，无论你今天多么高兴，如果明天要死了，那你今天的高兴也变成扫兴。
To the people in the world, no matter how happy you are, if you're going to die tomorrow, all the happiness will just turn into disappointment.
无论你多么的不想死，死亡都像一堵无法逾越的墙挡在你的面前，让你没有希望，无路可逃。
No matter how much you don't want to die, but death is always like an impenetrable wall in front of you. There's no hope for you. There's no way to escape from it.
这个黑暗的厚重啊，真是令人绝望。
It is very despairing and heavy darkness.
而死亡以后的情况是什么样呢？除了神的启示，也没有人能够确切的告诉世人。
But what happened after the death? Other than the God's revelation, there's no one can tell for sure.
所以死亡后的结局啊，对于世人来说，又是一个极大的不确定性。
So the outcome after the death is another great uncertainty for people.
但是对于相信圣经，也就是相信神的话语的人，这一切的不确定性都消除了。
But for those who believe in the Bible and those who believe in God's word, there is no uncertainty on this at all.
圣经清楚的启示，这个希伯来书第九章二十七节，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
The Bible has clearly revealed in Hebrews 9:27, and just as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this come judgment.
本来死亡就够可怕了，死后还有审判，那就更可怕了。
Death itself is pretty frightening, but after death there is also a judgment. This is even more frightening.
传福音为什么招人厌烦呢？因为它催促人去面对那个令人绝望的黑暗。
Why gospel sometimes is offensive and annoying? Because it urges people to face the hopeless darkness of death.
但福音之所以是好消息，它只有在人去直面这种绝望之后，他才能够意识到这个好消息是何等的宝贵。
But this is also why the gospel is good news, because only after people face this hopeless darkness, they can realize how precious this news is.
死亡的结局固然可怕，但是耶稣基督他胜过了死亡，他是我们唯一的盼望和出路。
The ending of death is frightening, but Jesus Christ has overcome the death, and He is our hope and our way out of this.
Only
way out.
这个不是一个理论而已，这个是真实发生的历史事实。
This is not just a theory, this is historical fact.
从使徒的时代直到如今，历世历代的教会都做同一个见证。
From the time of the apostles to today, churches from all ages are doing the same testimony.
那拿撒勒人耶稣真的复活了，他是神的儿子，一切信靠他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
Jesus of Nazareth really risen again. He is the Son of God, and whoever trusts in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
这个就是福音。
This is gospel.
除了他以外，任何的宗教教主都死了，没有人能够活过来告诉我们关于死亡的事情。
Other than him, all the other religious leaders are dead. Nobody come back and tell us what happened after it.
而他死了，埋葬了，第三天复活。
But he is dead, buried, and resurrected on the third day.
他告诉我们的关于死亡、关于永生的事情都是真实可靠的。
What he tells us about death and eternal life are all true.
我们越看到死亡的可怕，我们就越认识到福音的宝贵。
The more we see the scary part of the death, the more we realize the precious of the gospel.
而那些蔑视福音的人，无一例外是漠视了死亡的可怕。
And without a section, those who ignore the horror of death are really just, those who look down upon the gospel is really just ignoring the horror of death.
他们的生活好像自己永远不会死一样。
They live like they never will experience death.
他们的思维范围只在今生。
The scope of their concerns is only for this world, this life.
但是福音不是为了解决今生的问题啊。
But the gospel is not for you to solve the problem of this life.
如果你只考虑今生的范围的话，那福音确实是可有可无的。
If that is only the scope of all of your concern, then yeah, gospel is indeed not a necessity.
哥林多前书十五章十九节，保罗说：“我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，我们就算比众人更可怜。”
First Corinthians 15 chapter verses 19 says, "If we have hope in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied."
而他们若是真正的凝视死亡的沉重，认真的思考，那就算是复活的事实只有千万分之一的可能性的话，也值得他们认真的来思考寻求一下。
And if those people really stare at the death and start to think carefully, then even if there is only like 1.1% of chances that the rise again is a fact, it's still worth to think about it.
那既然死亡是每个人的结局，为什么绝大多数人都是好像自己不会死一样的活着呢？
If that is the ending for everybody, why there are so many people live like they will never die?
因为胆怯，这个是深层次的潜意识里面的胆怯。
Still, it's because of timid. It is a cowardice in the deep subconscious.
他们逃避去面对绝望的现实。
People want to escape to face the dark reality.
所以我要说，面对问题永远是解决问题的第一步。
So I want to say that facing the problem is always the first step to solve the problem.
而相信福音之后，我们不需要再惧怕死亡。
But after believing in the gospel, we don't need to be fearful to death anymore.
因为死亡不是绝对的绝望，不是永别，而只是暂时的分离。
Because death is no longer the absolute hopeless. It's no longer the farewell. It's just a temporary separation.
圣经中把基督徒的死亡称为睡了，因为会再次醒过来的。
In the Bible, it often refers to the death of a Christian as falling asleep, because there will be time that they will be awake again.
你说尸体都烂了或者火化了，那怎么办呢？
You may say that the body may have already been rotten and or be cremated. What do you do with that?
那不是问题，因为神会给我们一个全新的、满有荣耀的身体，和主耶稣复活的样式一样。
That is not really a problem because God is going to prepare us a new glorified body just like the one Jesus had when he was resurrected.
上周呢，我看到一个微博大 V 讲述他如何在疫情期间带他爷爷看病的事情。
Last week I read a story of somebody who is internet famous. She told a story of her bringing her grandpa to a hospital during pandemic.
非常非常折腾还只是一方面。
Well, the complicated procedure to get him to the hospital is just one part of the story.
老人家对死亡的恐惧和挣扎，那种绝望呢，是最让家人揪心痛苦的。
The fear and struggle of the elder and elderly and the despair is really the most distressing to the family.
最后老人家还是死了。
The elderly died eventually.
我们一定会越来越老，越来越靠近死亡的。
And similarly, we are definitely going to get older and older, getting closer and closer to death.
我们的身体一定会越来越衰败的。
Our body is going to grow weaker.
这个是一定的。
This is for certain.
如果没有这种心理准备，努力要把那越来越衰败的身体修好的话，你怎么会不绝望呢？
If you are not mentally prepared for this, and you just try to fix a body that's doomed to perish, how despairing is that?
如果我们认识主的复活，也晓得我们要和他一同复活的话，那现在的身体破败了就破败了吧，我们是不会因此而绝望的。
But if you know the resurrection of the Lord and you know you will be resurrected together with him, then what will perish today in your body, let it perish. We're not going to be hopeless because of this.
因为我们晓得我们必要得到一个刚强的、荣耀的、不会朽坏的复活的身体。
Because we know we are going to get a strong, glorified, incorruptible, and the resurrected body.
哥林多后书四章十六节，保罗说：“所以我们不上当，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。”
In Second Corinthians 4:16, therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
你看过那个圣徒临终的场景，那对比世人临终的场景，那真的是天差地别。
Have you seen the worldly people and faithful saints at the point of the death? It's a drastically different scene.
世人的临终是绝望的、挣扎的，要面对极大的不确定性，去进入那个黑暗。
At the point of the death, the worldly people is struggling, hopeless, and is facing great uncertainty into the darkness.
而圣徒的临终是安详的、平静的、平平安安的去的。
But the death for sins is peaceful.
因为在他的心里面有非常确定的永生的确据，有那个复活的把握。
Because in his heart there is very certain assurance of eternal life.
那是神放在他心里面的。
This is God put that assurance in his heart.
因为他的救主耶稣基督实实在在是从死里复活了。
Because his Lord.And Savior Jesus Christ indeed rises again from death.
远远超过这个世界上一切的教主、各种各样的师父。
This alone put Jesus way beyond all the religious leaders and masters of the world.
所以你看见神解决人胆怯的方法了吗？
So do you see the solution from God to solve people's problem of timid?
他在最大的事情就是死亡和复活上面给我们100%的确定性。
He gave us certainty on the greatest matter, that is death and the resurrection.
而在其他的事情上面，他允许不确定性存在在我们的生活当中。
And on the other matters, he allows uncertainty to still exist in our life.
让我们从这些不确定性中去学习，单单信靠他。
And through these uncertainties, we learn how to live by faith.
所以你看见了吗？关键的区别呢，在于是否相信神的话语。
So you see the key differences is whether you really believe in God's word.
相信神的话语的人就从恐惧中被释放出来。
Those who believe in God's word will be relieved from the fear.
而不信的人呢，仍然活在胆怯当中。
And those who don't believe will still live in timid.
接下来我们要讲呢，勇敢呢是跟随神、服侍神的一个必备品格。
And the first point we're going to talk about, bravery is a must have character for people who follow God and serve God.
服侍神的人呢，他必须要从胆怯中被释放出来。
The one who serve God must be relieved from timid.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为人怕什么就成为什么的奴仆。
Because people become slaves to whatever they are afraid of.
怕死的就成为这个世界的奴仆。
If you're afraid of death, then you become the slave of the world.
比如说但以理的这个三个朋友啊，撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥。
For example, the three friends of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
他们拒绝敬拜尼布甲尼撒王设立的金像。
They refused to worship the golden idol set by King Nebuchadnezzar.
即便冒着这个生命的危险啊，也不屈服。
They didn't give in even at the risk of their life.
在巴比伦有成千上万的以色列人。
There are thousands of Israelites in Babylon.
他们都知道以色列人不应该敬拜偶像的。
They all know they should not be worshiping idols.
但最后没有拜的仅仅他们三个人而已。
But only the three of them did not worship the idols.
所以你仅仅知道正确的道理是没用的，你需要有勇气能够坚持。
So just knowing the truth is not enough. You need to have the courage to persist.
因为他们不怕死，尼布甲尼撒王就无法扭曲他们的信仰。
Because they are not afraid of death, King Nebuchadnezzar cannot twist their faith.
惧怕人的就成为人的奴仆。
Those who are afraid of people become slave of people.
而人的奴仆是无法服侍神的。
And the slave of people cannot serve God.
正如以色列人在埃及地为奴隶一样，他们必须要先得到释放，成为自由的人，他们才能够真正的服侍神。
It's just like when the Israelites are still slaves in Egypt, they cannot serve God. They have to be relieved to become the free men, and then they can truly start to serve their God.
希伯来书二章的14-15节，这么说。儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
In Hebrews 2:14-15, therefore, since the children shall in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives.
耶稣基督复活将我们从死亡的恐惧中释放出来。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ relieved us from the fear of death.
最大的恐惧解决了之后，很多随之而来的恐惧也都解决了。
When the biggest fear is overcome, all the other fears are overcome as well.
比如说有的人很担心失业，其实就是担心生存的问题嘛。
For example, some people is very worried about losing their job. This is actually just a concern on the survivorship.
如果死亡不能吓到你的话，失业又算什么呢？
But if death is not scary to you, unemployment is not really a big problem.
有很多博士生担心博士不能够毕业。
A lot of the doctor students worry about not be able to graduate.
如果生存问题吓不到你的话，学业问题也吓不到。
But if the problem of surviving is not scary to you, then the graduation is not a big problem as well.
有的人担心的不是死不死的问题，他是担心他自己没面子。
And some people is not worried about death at all. They just worry about losing face.
但是如果你足够谦卑的话，面子问题也就不是一个问题。
But if you are humble enough, there is not really any problem of losing face.
一个背起十字架的基督徒，他向这个世界已经死了，他是向神而活。
A Christian who bears the cross is dead to the world, but lives to God.
来自这个世界的各种恐吓，那是吓不到他的。
He can't be scared by the world.
这样他才能成为真正的神的仆人。
And then this is the only way for him to become a true servant of God.
马太福音10:28如此说。那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们；唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。
In Matthew 10, verses 28, do not fear those who kill the body, but not, are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
基督徒也不是无所畏惧的，而是怕那当惧怕的。
So Christians are not fearless. Christians need to fear the one that should be feared.
那正是那有权柄将人的身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的至高神。
And that is the highest God who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
正是对神的畏惧除去了对人的畏惧。
The fear to God is exactly what took away the fear of man.
美国人经常喜欢说 awesome.
The American people often like to say this word awesome. This means 好极了，太好了。
这个词原来的意思呢是令人敬畏的，而美国人是用它来表达太棒了。
The original meaning of this word is a feeling of awe, but American people really is using it to express wonderful, great.
我的神学老师就批评说，人们老是乱说 awesome， 真正 awesome 的只有一位，那就是神。
My theology teacher often criticized that people is using this word in the wrong way. The only awesome one is the true God.
所以当基督徒背起十字架跟随主的时候呢，意味着他是单单敬畏神，完全的信靠神。
So when the Christian starts to follow the Lord and bear his Christ, it means he fears the God only, and he relies on the God only.
面对十字架窄路上一切的困难，他做好了心理准备。
And he's fully prepared for all the difficulties that he's going to face in the narrow road.
因此我说十字架窄路呢，也是一条勇者之路。
So I want to say that the cross and the narrow road is also a road of the bravery.
那胆怯退后的，他是无法行在这条路上的。
Those who timid and back off will not be able to walk on this road.
旧约时，当以色列人啊出了埃及之后呢，神就带领他们过了红海，到达西奈半岛。
In the Old Testament, when the Israel's people are out of the Egypt, God led them across the Red Sea to the peninsula of Sinai.
然后从那里上到迦南地区。
And they then went to Canaan from there.
不知道大家有没有思考过这样一个问题啊？明明陆地上是连通的，干嘛要非要从红海过
？Not sure if you have ever thought about this. There is road on the land that connecting Egypt and the Canaan. Why do you have to cross the Red Sea?
圣经中是有答案的。
There is an answer in the Bible.
出埃及记的13:17是这样说：法老领百姓去的时候，腓力士地的道路虽近，神却不领他们从那里走，因为神说，恐怕百姓遇见打仗后悔。就回埃及去。
In Exodus 17, now when the Pharaoh had let the people go, God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, even though it was near. For God said, the people might change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt.
以色列人虽然出埃及的时候啊，高兴的又唱又跳，但是神太了解他们，他们只要遭遇一点挫折，就会后悔，就会开始退后。
When the Israelites came out of Egypt, they were really happy. They were all singing and dancing, but then God knows them too well. He knows that they will regret after they suffer even just a little bit of a setback.
那时候埃及地和迦南地交界的地方是腓力士人的地盘，从那里走呢，可能征战是不可避免的。
Back then, what's connecting Egypt and the land of Canaan is the land for the Philistines. If you want to cross there, a war is not is necessary.
而这个时候的以色列人呢，他们还没有预备好征战。
But Israel at that time is not really ready for a war.
所以神带领他们往红海岸边走。
That's why God lead them to the shore of the Red Sea.
在红海岸边，他们被埃及追兵追上，他们立刻开始抱怨摩西。
At the shore of the Red Sea, when they are getting caught up by the Egypt soldiers, they start to complain to Moses right away.
神还是宽容了他们，神将红海分开。带他们穿过去，而将法老的精兵淹没在红海里面。
But God still forgave them. God parted the Red Sea, led them through it, and all the soldiers of the Pharaohs are drawn into the Red Sea.
即便经历许多的神迹，他们对神的信实还是表示怀疑。
They are still doubtful on God's faithfulness after experiencing many miracles.
当他们到达这个迦南地边缘的时候，他们派进去的12个探子。带回来两种截然不同的报告。
When they are getting closer to the edge of the Canaan, they send 12 spies, and they were bringing in two different kind of report.
这些探子他们都看到了，那个地呢确实是非常的好。
All of the spies acknowledge that the land of Canaan is really a good land.
民数记十三章二十七节呢，他们告诉摩西说，我们到了你所打发我们去的那地，果然是牛奶与蜜之地，这就是那地的果子。
In Numbers 13:27, thus they told him and said, we went to the land where you sent us, and it is certainly does flow with milk and honey, and this is its fruit.
当时呢，他们派了两个人去扛了一串葡萄回来。
And as the evidence approved, they sent two people and they get back with a bunch of grapes.
你有没有见过一串葡萄大到需要两个人一起抬的？
Have you ever seen a bunch of grapes that's so big that you need two people to carry it?
但是请看以色列的葡萄它真的有这么大。
But the grape of the Israelites is indeed this big.
请看这个图片，你看这个确实是需要两个人去抬的。
A bunch of grape like this does need two people to carry.
但是问题是那里的敌人是很高大威猛很可怕的。
But the problem is what's also big and mighty is the enemies there. It's very scary.
这个时候呢他们的这个报告啊就有两种不一样的。
That's where the reports start to deviate from each other.
我们先看另外那些人的报告啊，民数记十三章的三十二和三十三节。探子中有人论到所窥探之地向以色列人报恶信说，我们所窥探经过之地是吞吃居民之地，我们在那里所看见的人民都身量高大，我们在那里看见亚纳族人都是就是伟人，他们是伟人的后裔，据我们看自己就如蚱蜢一样，据他们看我们也是如此。
We mentioned there are 12 spies and they bring out the reports that can fall into two different categories. Let's look at the first category. This is recorded in the number 13:32-33, so they gave out the sons of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we had gone is, in spying it out, is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great size. We saw the Nephilims, and we became like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight.
但十二个探子当中，犹大支派的加勒和以法莲支派的约书亚却有不同的看法。
But out of the 12 spies, Caleb from the tribe of Judah and Joshua from the tribe of Ephraim has different opinion.
民数记十四章第九节，他们说：“你们不可背叛耶和华，也不要怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物，并且荫蔽他们的已经离开他们。有耶和华与我们同在，不要怕他们。”
And this is the second category of the reports. It's recorded in number 14:9. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey. Their protection has been removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them.
同样的困难，对神没有信心的人只看到危险。
It's the same kind of difficulties, but the people who does not believe in God only see the risk.
而对神有信心的人看到的是机会。
The one who has faith is seeing opportunities.
他们看到神的应许的成就。
They see this as the fulfillment of God's promise.
可见呢，胆怯呢是来自于不信，而勇敢来源于对神的信号。
And you can tell timid come from unbelieving, and the courage come from faith and dependence on God.
可惜以色列百姓的不信啊，盖过了加勒和约书亚的信心。
But it's a pity that the people, the unbelieving of the Israel people, overcomes.The face of Caleb and Joshua.
因此，虽然迦南美地近在咫尺，他们却不能进去，只在旷野徘徊了四十年。
So even though the land of Canaan is close at hand, they cannot enter, and they have to wander around the wilderness for 40 years.
有人可能会说，那加勒和约书亚好亏啊，被他们拖累了。
Some people may say it is so unfair for Caleb and Joshua; they were dragged down by them.
但神是公平的，他的作为是奇妙的。
But God is fair, and He's doing His wonders.
在旷野的四十年，从埃及出来的二十岁以上的男子，全部死在旷野。
In the 40 years in the wilderness, all the people, all the adults, male who are above 20, when they are coming out of Egypt, all died in the wilderness.
加勒和约书亚是唯独的两个出埃及时的成年男子，最终能够进入迦南地的。
With the exception of Caleb and Joshua, they are the only two male adults when they came out of Egypt who were able to enter the land of Canaan.
别的进入迦南地的除了妇女和老人以外，就是下一代的以色列人。
All the other person who enter Canaan, other than the woman and the elderly, and are the next generation Israels.
为何单单处罚20岁以上的这个成年男子呢？
Why the punishment is only on the male who is over 20?
因为20岁是以色列人服兵役的年龄。
Because the 20 is the age for Israel military service.
在迦南地边缘临阵退缩的那些20岁以上的男人都是军人。
All those men in their 20s who retreated at the edge of Canaan are all soldiers.
他们有勇敢征战的责任，但是他们胆怯后退死了。
It's their responsibility to fight courageously, but they become fearful and they retreat.
所以死在旷野就是神给他们的审判。
And the death in the wilderness is the judgment from God.
而妇女、孩童还有老人本来就没有征战的责任，所以神也并不向他们追讨。
But the woman, the children, and the elderly doesn't really have the responsibility of getting to the war in the first place, so God does not punish them.
教会界里面也有很多信徒几十年毫无长进的人，他们就像那些在旷野团团转，最终死在那里的以色列人。
Nowadays in the church, there are also people who have believed in God for many, many years, but has no growth at all. They are exactly like the person who wander around the wilderness and died in the wilderness.
因为在基督里长进，你需要背着十字架，需要装备勇敢的心。
Because to grow in Christ, you need to bear your cross, and you need to have a heart of bravery.
最后我们要讲一点呢，勇敢的心呢是神的恩赐。
And the last point we're going to be talking about, the heart of bravery is really a gift from God.
在冷兵器的时代啊，军队的这个士气对于战争的胜负呢是至关重要的。
In the age of cold weapons, the morale of the army is crucial to the outcome of the war.
旧约中我们经常看见一个词叫心消化了。
In the Old Testament, we often see a word called the heart melted away.
如果战争中哪一方心消化了，那基本上这一方是输定了。
In the battle, if any party melted away, then basically this is the losing party.
当以色列人进前的时候，他们的敌人在他们面前就心消化了。
When the Israel people are faithful, their enemies melted away in front of them.
而以色列人悖逆的时候，神就把他们交在敌人的手中，他们在敌人面前就心消化了。
But when the Israel rebel, God leave them in the hand of their enemies, and they melted away in front of their enemy.
箴言21章的第一节说：“王的心在耶和华手中，好像垄沟的水随意流转。”
In Proverbs 21 verses 1, the king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wishes.
同样，世人的心呢，也是一样在神的手中。
Similarly, the heart of the people in the world is also in the hand of the Lord.
神让谁心消化，谁就消化。
Lord, the God will melt away whoever he want to melt away.
神让谁刚强，谁就刚强。
And strengthen whoever he wanted to strengthen.
所以明白这一点之后呢，我们就知道呢，勇敢的心呢，它并非是出于血气的，而是出于神的恩赐。
So if we know this, we know a courageous heart is not of flesh, it's a gift from God.
因此你可以向神来求。
So you can ask God.
我从小就是一个胆小怕事的人。
I was a timid person when I was a child.
Since I was a child. 但是软弱的我呢，我向神求一颗勇敢的心。
But the weak me are now asking for a brave heart to God.
因为我知道神在圣经中的应许，若存勇敢的心，必得大赏赐。
Because I know God has promised this in the Bible, that those with brave heart will be greatly rewarded.
你也愿意如此向神求吗？
Are you willing to ask for God like ask God this?
彼得以前不明白这一点。
Peter doesn't used to understand this.
最后的晚餐的时候呢，他说无论主耶稣到哪里，他也要跟到哪里。
In the last supper, he once said that he will follow Jesus Christ wherever he is.
他还夸口说，即便众人跌倒，他也总不跌倒。
And he even bragged that even if everybody fall, he will not fall.
主耶稣被抓的时候呢，他拔出刀来砍人。
When the Lord Jesus is captured, he drew his knife and cut at people.
他的勇敢呢，来自于他的血气。
His courage is out of his flesh.
但这样的血气之勇呢，在属灵征战中是完全站立不住的。
But this is not the courage that can stand in a spiritual battle.
在大祭司的院子里，一个小小的使女的质问，就让他吓得发誓赌咒的说自己不认识耶稣。
In the high priest's courtyard, the questioning of a little maid made him so frightened that he swears and swears that he doesn't know Jesus.
这让他知道，也让我们知道，靠血气之勇是跟不了主耶稣的。
This really told him and also us that you cannot follow Jesus Christ with courage out of flesh.
但五旬节之后，彼得被圣灵充满，在官府和以色列的领袖面前放胆讲道。
But after the Pentecost, Peter is filled Holy Spirit, and he became a courageous preacher in front of the government, in front of all the religious leaders of the Israel's.
这个时候呢，他才真正凭神的恩赐，成为一个勇敢的传道人。
And this is when he became a true courageous preacher by the gift of the God.
勇敢的心呢，来自于对神的完全的顺服。
A brave heart comes from total obedience to God.
与神的关系是纵向上的，而在横向与弟兄姐妹的关系上呢，尽量与信心大的人同行，而不是与胆怯的人同行。
The relationship to God is vertical. We also have this horizontal relationship with our brothers and sisters. And what we should all do is we should try our best to walk with the people who has great faith, not with those who are timid.
神差派基甸出去征战以前呢，让他先把胆怯的人先遣上。
Before God sent Gideon to war, he asked him to cast out the people who are timid from his army.
这个是很有道理的。
And this is a very reasonable act.
因为胆怯就像是瘟疫，它是会传染的。
Because a timid is like a plague, it's contagious.
让胆怯的士兵在开战前就离开呢，好过他在战斗中逃走，会拖垮队友们的士气的。
Asking the timid soldier to leave before the battle is better than having him fleeing in the battle. It's going to have a big impact on the morale of his teammates.
而与信心大的人同行呢，他的信心、他的勇气都会激励你，使你也成为一个有信心、有勇气的人。
Walking with people who has great faith will also be an encouragement to yourself. His faith and his courage.Will all inspire you, and you will become somebody like him as well.
因此，基督徒委身在一个教会当中是非常重要的，正如士兵要在战斗方阵中保持队形一样的。
So it's very important for a Christian to commit himself in the church. It is just like a soldier have to maintain their formation in a battle.
人都有高低起伏的时候，你也会有软弱的时候。
People will all have their ups and downs, and you will also have a weak moment.
当你灰心丧胆的时候，那正是撒旦用疑惑、焦虑的火箭在攻击你。
But when you are the moment when you are discouraged is exactly the moment that Satan will be attacking you through the flaming arrow of doubt and anxiety.
圣经告诉我们说，要举起信德的盾牌来抵挡他。
And the Bible told us in that moment we should raise the shield, we should protect ourselves using the shield of faith.
而在队伍中的好处呢，就是说，当你软弱到举不起你的盾牌的时候，你的队友会举起他的盾牌来护卫你，帮助你振作起来。
And when you are in the formation, and when you are weak, so weak that you cannot even hold your own shield, your teammates will hold their shield to protect you and get you back up again.
最后，我们来总结一下。
Let's summarize today's message.
我们今天讲的主要讲了五点啊。第一点呢，勇敢的心呢是基督徒必不可少的。
We talk about 5 points today. The first one is, the brave heart is crucial for Christian.
第二点呢，义人必凭信而生，没有勇敢的心呢，就是无法承受祝福。
And the second point is, the righteous will live by faith, and blessing cannot be endured without a brave heart.
第三点呢，胆怯呢是出于不信，而勇敢呢。是出于对神的信靠。
The third point is fear comes from unbelief, and courage comes from trusting God.
第四点呢，勇敢的心是跟随神的必备品格。
The fourth point is brave heart is a must-have for following God.
第五点，勇敢的心是出于神的恩赐。
And the last point, bravery is the gift of God.
好，我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢主，你保守我们的信心。
Thank you for protecting our message today.
人的言语是有限的。
We know our words are limited.
但我们知道勇气乃是来自于主你的恩赐。
But we know a courageous heart is a gift from you.
求主你赐给我们勇敢的心。
Please give us a courageous heart.
因为存这样的心必得大赏赐。
Because those with their courageous heart will be rewarded greatly.
坚固我们。
Strengthen us.
使我们可以坚持到底，直到见主你的面。
So we can persist till the day we see you again.
与我们同行。
Walk with us.
我们的感谢和祷告都是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
Our thanks and prayers are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.